After Papa put his pennies in the meter, he'd grab my hand, and together we'd walk down the street to the bakery and the frozen custard stand. Because I was so fascinated by the crowd, Papa would jerk my hands to remind me of my place. I was so excited to get to the frozen custard stand that I hardly watched where I was walking. But he would pull me up just in time so that we could step aside and let white people pass. Papa would tip his hat and hold me closely by his side until the white people were clearly in front of us. Secure in the grip of Papa's calloused hands, I never stopped smiling because I could see the frozen custard stand. I had not a care in the world as I purchased my double cone of frozen custard ice cream, holding it in one hand while Papa's strong grip held my other. I was totally content. My world was complete and colored. With frozen custard dripping from my mouth, I walked with Papa a little further to the bakery. We could smell hot French bread all the way up the street. "That long piece of French bread, please, sir," Papa asked the baker, as we both inhaled the yeasty smells of the bakery. "Anything else, preacher?" the baker asked, handing us the wrapped package. Reaching out to accept our money, the baker made sure his white hands did not touch Papa's strong colored ones. Once outside, this man I loved began to break the hot loaf into small pieces, and we ate as we walked back to the levee. Papa, with his French